What's happening there, my quarantine ass people? Welcome to the show. If you're here, times are probably not going as well as they should be, but give me a listen for the next little bit and hopefully I can help guide you through it. I want to get started with a little bit of music here from one of my favorite band, Mumford and Sons. Just love to hear that. Welcome to this show. Like I said before, this quarantine has done everything it could in my brain to help push me to be here speaking to you now. And I wanted a couple of topics. Just, I guess, the most relevant is the epidemic that's sweeping across the nation now. So if you're like me, you think this is for more, this is being put on because of more reason. There's reason behind it that we're not just getting sick. The market's down. I think this is a push to really frighten Americans, and I'm willing to raise my white flag up, wave it around, and say, like, look, man, you won. Okay, we get it. The point is made. But it's definitely impacted the majority of lives around us. And I work in school system, and I also work as a trainer. And look, the bodies aren't there. People are very frightened. People are scared. We're really losing the gym for the majority of people. The gym, the studio atmosphere where you go to kind of really improve yourself. There are three aspects of life that are super important. One of which being mental. I think it's very important to have the mental aspect. I think the other is the spiritual, which, you know, a lot of people feel differently spiritually, and that's fine. But the third being that physical aspect, and people are going to really struggle, and they're not going to have that. And for me, clients who had been working with me for weeks will now lose two of those weeks. So very trying times. So I wanted to come into a conversation about that first question. You know, what do you do with all this time, with you not having a gym, with not being able to let loose socially? Because let's be real here, a lot of people's release, people's let go of the shit that they're going through is gone, and it's very frightening, and I'm truly worried about the type of impact that could have throughout, you know, the 2, 4, the 6 to 8 weeks that this process is going to work. So my advice is, if you have a group of friends who is near to you, who lives close to you, be with them as much as possible in a very small, confined area. There's a lot of fear right now flowing around about not interacting with new people, or, you know, the 10-person rule. But if you are seeing the people that you know where they've been, you know where they, their close acquaintances have been, be with them, spend time with them, talk with them, really help each other through this, so to speak, because fuck, we need it. We can't go out and get a beer, but you can drink all the beer you want inside of your own house. So try to do that. Try to link up with the people that you know close to home, family, friends, close friends, and just plow this out together. That would be my first thing. There's the big push to stay home, to be isolated, to be solo. But solo's really hard for the majority of people. Coming from myself, you know, it's really hard for me to be solo. So I like being around people. I like working through this with a team, so to speak. That would be my first advice. You know, if you know people that aren't sick, hang out with them, be with them, work through this with them. I guess the second thing that I would really work on would be just perspective, right? So a lot of life has changed, you know. The person that gets the coffee every morning, goes to work, gets the drink on the way home, comes home, goes to sleep, repeats the scenario. That's not affected. You can still drive through and get that. But where we really struggle and worry about is those that work in those positions where a flip in programming could really alter their job, you know? So for a specific example, right, referees in March Madness, right? They do not have any work right now. And that's a conversation for another. I'm going to be as annoyed as I want to be. But a change in schedule for them prevents any paychecks from coming to them. And that's kind of one side of the coin, right? The other side of the coin is the restaurant owner who doesn't have people coming in, and that sucks just as bad. But I say all that to say, you know, support your small business if you can, and if you cannot, and if you're like me and gambling on sports all the time, you know, we there's no sports to gamble on. So use this as a time to really write about the sports that you love, to follow NFL free agency. It seems like it's the only thing that's going on right now. But find new hobbies, find new passions, find new things that could potentially motivate you, could potentially make you feel happy and kind of hole in a void there that you have that's going to be there for a while, you know. So that's part two. You know, part one is its own thing, you know. And I think the last point I want to make is just patience. So previously we talked about just working through things, talking about the change in your ways of life, so to speak. Number three, I think what is not the most important, but we can still value is use this as a time to reconnect with our families. Use this as a time to reconnect with our dogs, cats, pets, you know, whatever that you have that has time has taken you away from. Really embrace the time that you'll have together. Spending more time with your dog, taking your dog to the beach, right? Taking your dog on walks, you know, taking your cat to the shitterbox. I don't know what cats do. Or if you got a lizard, walk that lizard up that shit, man. I don't know. Spend more time with your pets, right? Give it a bath or something. But that's something that we don't always get given. And now we have more time with the thing that we got because we had too much time to begin with. And then we didn't have time. And now we do. So, man, if your dog want to lick that spigot at the beach walk, you let her lick the spigot. Don't rush her home. Those are my coronavirus hitters. It is an unprecedented time. The conspiracy theorist and me thinks that this is all a push to scare us, and it worked, and we're all freaking out, and I encourage y'all to not freak out. Be patient, read the news, see what's going on, and we will go from that into a little sport chat. So My man Tom Brady has just transitioned down to Tampa Bay. Will probably make $30 million a year, which is fucking sick. To be 43 years old, about to make $30 million a year, and kind of on the backspin of your contract, but he is the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time, and I think Tampa Bay is going to surprise a lot of people with one more win than what we predicted them to get. But I'm anxious to see how the transition works for him, as well as the Patriots and Belichick, because Brady leaving really switches all power, all problem for his rhetoric, for his history. It switches it all over to him, because if he goes to Tampa Bay and sucks, and the Patriots make the playoffs and do a well, okay, and well, Belichick's going to get the final say in that. So if you are Tom, you took a big risk, but I think it was very calculated. We're all finding out lately now they're pairing the Tom Brady to Tampa with Tampa getting the Super Bowl. And if that happens, awesome. Plus 1500 odds. I'll sprinkle a little bit on the money line there. But we love the story of the guy that gets away from the tyranny. Excuse me. Or gets away from the empire, the evil empire, the most evil empire of them all, in the Patriots, right? We could really love that story and bite into it, and it would be juicy, juicy, juicy for us if he went down there and won a Super Bowl. But I'm just gonna be totally honest, no one's gonna come through the Chiefs, and as well as it is, there is time for us to start thinking and feeling in the NFL that the torch hasn't been passed, the torch hasn't been handed over, the torch hasn't been given to Mahomes. The torch has been flipped upside down, has been put out in water and thrown away. And now there is a new torch that is being bared in Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. So Tom Brady being relevant to our current NFL is gone. It's gone forever, and it's sad and it's depressing, but it's time to start the Mahomes era. And if Brady went sweeps and wins the Super Bowl this coming year, I will swallow my words, and he could do it because he is the best. He's the best of all time. But I think that is a subset of the NFL story, and we can't lose the NFL story, the overall story of the eliteness of the Chiefs and some teams below them in regards to a 43-year-old quarterback whom I love more than anything. So that's kind of my little NFL free agent push with Brady. I really like what is going on in the league. The Eagles picking up Darius Slay. I like that signing. I'm cautious about the Dolphins spending a lot of money, seeing how they're going to look. What are the Chargers going to do in the draft? Is Tyrod their guy? Are they going to pick up Cam Newton? Worried about them. We'll talk more about them on Monday. In a time where there is nothing on TV, no sports, nothing exciting really shaking the bones of my body, it's normalcy to see the NFL, and I love that, and I'm happy to see that. And man, keep it going, keep it going. The draft is going to be exponential in keeping a lot of people sane, a lot of people in the sports world. Transitioning from that into just a little further talk about really the actual impact of a type of sickness like this. So a lot of teachers, a lot of coaches, professors who wrap their lives around a 3, 4, 5, 6 month season of a sport or a club activity, a debate club, or anything like that, are really struggling right now. So my thoughts are specifically out to you, and I will speak about myself in particular. So finally, getting a team, a soccer team, in the feeling comfortable playing, finally playing well, to have that taking away is something unexpected. It's something that I'm not even, I can't even describe. You know, a coach goes into every season knowing there are going to be specific problems, specific solutions, but more problems that pop up throughout the course of the season. And most time, it's handling this shithead kid, it's handling this shithead performance, it's handling Jimmy being a dickhead. But this year comes from over the on the top rope, like fucking Rey Mysterio, frog splashing our ass, and takes away our whole season. So a lot of us prepare a year around this type of commitment, and for a lot of people, it's a mentality work through. You know, you work through problem solving in your head, you know, you work through specific situations. We're always out there trying to make our team better, but actually, truly, we're making ourselves better. We're trying to improve our brains as coaches, as administrators, to feel a certain way, to really feel confident about ourselves. You know, I'm speaking specific for me. You know, I rotate a lot around how well I coach, how well I teach young people to be successful in whatever it is that they're doing. My current position as a trainer, I'm doing that with a lot of older clients. So I'm trying to do that at the soccer level to replace the coaching that I didn't receive when I was younger. And this was my first varsity coaching job, and we were really buzzing. We were doing well. We had figured things out, and I'm sure everyone is going through the exact same thing that I'm going through. And I equally agree with everyone, but it does fucking suck. It's the worst. It's terrible. Well, we will be better because of it. I'm a firm believer that history gives us things to improve us, to make us see the world differently. And that's what I feel is going on with this coronavirus. Now I'm excited to get back out there with the guys. For me, I'm excited for everyone to just get back to what they have in their life that is their release, that's their let go, their forgiveness of themselves. Because we need it, and it's frightening not having that release. A lot of men don't have competition because the gym's closed, etc., etc. Yeah. I've talked too much.